was even more bitter to find that their old jobs had been taken by the stay-at-homes, that business was suffering a recession that prevented the opening up of new jobs, and that veterans were considered problem children and less desirable than non-veterans for whatever business opportunities that did exist. Their very homes were often uncomfortable to them. They had outgrown town and families and developed a sudden bewildering world weariness which neither they nor their relatives could understand. Their energies had been whipped up and their naivety destroyed by the war. And now, in sleepy gopher prairies all over the country, they were being asked to curb those energies and resume the pose of self-deceiving Victorian innocence that they now felt to be as outmoded as the notion that their fighting had made the world safe for democracy. And, as if hometown conditions were not enough, the returning veteran also had to face the sodden, Napoleonic cynicism of Versailles, the hypocritical do-goodism of Prohibition, and the smug patriotism of the war profiteers. Something in the tension-ridden youth of America had to give, and after a short period of bitter resentment, it gave in the form of a complete overthrow of genteel standards of behaviour.